are now joined by tonight's winner of the Blackstar 200 at Rockingham Speedway and driver. The number one today for Tricon Garage, Corey Heim. Corey, your second win of the Triple Truck Challenge, a 25th career truck win that puts you in the fifth all-time. You looked flat-out dominant up until those final laps. Just how nerve-wracking was that, those last couple of turns in terms of holding off Kaden and ultimately for the entirety of the race, how did you feel in terms of coming to the win there?
Yeah, I mean, our day was really well executed, really straightforward. Had a very, very fast Tundra from the very start and was able to get to the lead early and just kind of maintain it. I was a little worried about someone being on pit road when the caution was out there, and you know, we got a break there and got the lead back and the pit strategy cycle and everything. Yeah, I mean, I restarted fine on the last restart and kind of just was maintaining my gap, and I got off I think it was four, and I went down the front straightaway, and my steering wheel was clocked like 20 degrees to the right out of nowhere. I mean, it was straight before, and then all of a sudden, it's like I've got a ton of skew or something like that. I don't know what happened, but then I go into one and got a lot of tire chatter, which never happened all day. So no idea what happened there with five to go, but certainly made it interesting for the fans. I'm glad we could put on a good show, and you know, I knew I wasn't going to give up the bottom and let him kind of use me up, so I just kind of let him go top, and I had a huge run and had to just kind of manage the gap and put him in the dirtiest area I possibly could to close that out. But I feel like that kind of put a daint on our day a little bit. I mean, we were flat-out dominant, you know, had a really good Robin Hood Tundra with Tricon Garage and Toyota, so very thankful for all those guys, and certainly very good day-to-day for us.
Good deal. We'll begin open up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. Who would like to start off for us? We'll start with Bob, and then we'll go to Michael in the back.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. With Tanner right there in front of both of you, how difficult is it to know, kind of, okay, what's Tanner going to do, and what is Kaden going to do?
Well, I was so off the pace there the last three laps, I kind of just used him as a pick. I was trying my best not to get by him to get us back out in clean air and you know, let Kaden have all the racetrack and do everything he could to get by us. So with two to go, I knew I was like, I mean, I had to be at least a half a second slower as soon as we had that problem. So as soon as we had that and I saw Tanner up there, I just basically stayed on his left rear the whole time and made sure that I protected my bottom, and I had to throw some blocks to keep it down there. And I knew if Kaden was boxed in, there was really nowhere he was going to go unless Tanner completely got out of the way, which I thought he was going to eventually after like the two laps that I had to kind of use him as a pick. But luckily he kind of just stayed in line and kept his speed like he's supposed to, and just kind of sent it off into one and had to do everything I could to keep leverage and fend him off.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. Corey, you're leading the points right now, but you're not eligible for the playoffs because you haven't attempted every race. Would you like them to give you a waiver so that you could compete for this championship?
I don't know how all that works, honestly. I'd have to look into it. But, yeah, I figured we'd have a good points day with three, you know, sweeping the stages, all three stages and everything, and that's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'd have to figure out how that works and all the – specifications and all the requirements to qualify, but it'd be cool. I mean, I have no plans on running the rest of the year by any means, so we'd have a lot of figuring out to do at that point, but yeah, it's something to consider, I guess, at the end of the day.
Any other questions for Corey tonight? We'll come over here to the right side of the room.
What did you learn last year from racing out here at Rockingham? Maybe stuff that you took into your mind bank a little bit going into today?
Yeah, last year, you know, it seemed very narrow grooved, especially one and two. I couldn't really make my truck wide and pass on the top. But, you know, I started watching the test this year in January, started watching Xfinity practice yesterday, or today rather. Noticed the track was widening out a lot compared to last year, and I thought my truck was super versatile in practice. I never really messed with the top of the track at all. But I had a really strong feeling that we were going to be able to move around today. I was telling my crew chief, Jeremy, about it earlier. I told him to kind of keep it on the down low because I feel like I was going to be able to use that to my advantage. And lo and behold, like 15 laps into the race, I was just kind of blowing people's doors off on the top lane there. So that's the biggest thing for sure. I honestly am looking forward to watching the Xfinity race tomorrow. I think that, you know, the track is aging well. Definitely no fall off by any means, tire fall off, but the track is widening out. I think that's the most important thing. Like, you look at Wilkesboro, you can run anywhere on that track and make speed. I think that's super important for a high quality racetrack and for terms of passing and everything. So this track is definitely trending in the right direction, and I'm looking forward to how it trends in the future.
All right, so you've had some experience in the Cup car now. Do you think that the Cup car would run good here?
Yeah, I've thought about that a little bit. I think it'd be similar to the trucks. I mean, the Cup cars are objectively worse in dirty air than any other series, in my opinion. I don't have a ton of experience on the downforce track side. I think I've run like 5 races, but from my experience, they handle worse in dirty air, and this track is very track position, you know, dependent. So I think give it 5 years and see if it, you know, wears down, and, you know, put some degradation on the tires and some wear on the tires throughout the run, and I think that would definitely help. But, yeah, I think it'd look pretty similar to the truck race, if I had to be honest with you.
Any last questions for Corey tonight? We'll take a one follow-up from Michael, and then we'll end.
Michael Massey, Fresh Stretch. So in the past week or so, there's been a lot of debate about Justin Allgaier being a Hall of Famer. Your stats and trucks match up as far as, like, being a champion and, like, the where you're at on the all-time wins list in the series match up pretty well with Justin. Do you think the guys in these two series should be considered for Hall of Fame status?
Yeah, once again, I don't know a lot about the exact things that get people into the Hall of Fame. I believe there's a couple truckers in just from truck racing, right? So same thing with Xfinity, I'm sure. I don't know if you have to have significantly better statistics than a Cup driver to get in or how that works, but I mean, if I look at Justin alone, I would consider him a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I mean, he's won, I think he's won every race, at least one race every year for a long time, maybe a gap in between somewhere, but also just the kind of the legacy he's left on the sport. He's always like the guy that people go up to and seek advice from, and he always gives people the time of day. And I know that doesn't get people into the Hall of Fame by any means, but just a really good guy. And like, when I think of Justin, I think of a great driver and a great guy, you know. So I think he deserves it. Maybe I'm biased, but yeah, I would have to definitely look into, I guess, the requirements and how, you know, what the requirements are to get in and what are not accepted in.
All right. Well, Corey, appreciate it. Oh.
Congratulations, first of all. Wanted to ask you about your car chief, Bailey Curry, because last year you were racing against him. This year, he's the car chief on your car, and I'm just kind of, you know, curious, what's that dynamic like? I mean, how is it different than, I mean, it's a big deal for him, but, you know, what did that mean, knowing his background and the fact that, you know, he's kind of gone on the second chapter of his career?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a ton of experience. This is only my second race with the one group, but yeah, I showed up to the Rockingham test and saw him in Tricon stuff working on our truck, and I was like, oh, like, what happened, you know? But you know, he's always been a super nice guy. I remember at Texas one year, I wrecked him, and I you know, reached out to apologize, and he's super cool about it, and thought that was really cool of him. So I've always thought well of him, just for his forgiveness, I guess. But no, I mean, I think he obviously did a really good job on this truck this weekend. We had zero mechanical problems. I don't know what happened at the end, but, you know, zero mechanical problems that led us to not win the race, I should say. So, you know, everything went really smooth in our team, and clearly the hires that they made on the one truck this year have been an upgrade. You know, I think Jeremy did an awesome job today as well, adjusting on our Tundra. And, yeah, I'd have to kind of get some more reps. I think I got 2 more races with the one group this year, so I'll know more by the end of the year, but it's been great so far.
He said that he got to know you more from iRacing than he did actually running on, you know, running trucks together.
Yeah, we do some league racing together, and definitely fun to kind of cut it up and then come into the shop and talk about kind of all the shenanigans that happened from the race and stuff. But yeah, like I said, he's just a really cool dude, and it's easy to talk to him for sure.
Corey, appreciate you coming in, and congrats on the win tonight.
Right, thanks, guys.